This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, before we get rocking here, I just want to let you know we want to give a shout-out to a new affiliate, KWBG AM 1590 in Boone, Iowa. Carol Custer, thank you for your trust. Again, Carol Custer, KWBG AM 1590 in Boone, Iowa. I thank you for your trust, and we'll do our best not to let you down in any sense of the word here. Folks, yesterday we were talking about pulling the mask off. Acronyms. What's behind the acronyms? YMCA. Do you know that the original wording for that acronym, YWMCA, is Young Men Christian Athletes? Did you know that? Just wanted to share that with you. Like, for example, now what they have up on their billboards is Stop Racism. And we know racism was created by Leon Trotsky. And Leon Trotsky was the military leader for Stalin's murderous regime. And he said that you browbeat dissenters by calling them names. And that's what they do, friends, is they shout and they shoot. Well, guess what? YMCA is now just falling in line with the communistic ideology, friends. You need to wake up as to what the younger generation is being indoctrinated with. But again, pulling the mask off, talking about acronyms, what's behind them, CARE, we're going to be talking about that this week. We're going to be talking about the SPLC. Yesterday we were talking about the ACLU. Again, pay attention to the name and pay attention to the acronym and pay attention to what they are about, folks, because that's what we're doing is exposing them for who they really are. And PP, you know, that's their acronym, Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about them, and we can go on and on and on and on. But most people take it for face value. Well, you know, for example, the SPLC, which we're going to be talking about today, Southern Poverty Law Center. It sounds like a bunch of good guys looking out for, well, the guys that can't do so much for themselves, right? Well, that's the guys that we're here for, is the poor people. No, friends, just the exact opposite is true. Again, we're going to be covering them in just a couple moments. As a matter of fact, to put a little salt on your tongue, if you go to Mark Potok, listen, he calls himself the Director of Intelligence at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Listen, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. And guess what they're all aimed at, friends? Christian organizations, Christian ministries throughout the United States of America. That, again, was the director of, he calls it, intelligence at the Southern Poverty Law Center. We're going to be exposing those criminals for who they are, friends, in the up and coming hour. Before we do that, I wanted to let you know, remember how I just shared with you the other day that Facebook was censoring me? And they are, there's no doubt. Well, yesterday, we had a brother from another mother actually Photoshop a picture of the President of the United States of America being shot in the stomach and shot in the head, laying on the ground. And I want to tell you something, friends. It takes a lot for me to be really offended to the point of, I'm going to deal with you now. I mean, outside of just exposing them for who they are, I'm easily offended. But he really pushed me to line. I took this guy's picture, and I posted it on Facebook, and I said, folks, justice guards our liberty. America, you have to enforce the law against these criminals. What's interesting about this is Facebook didn't pull down his page for 3 days. They pulled down my page for my outrage concerning his post. Yes, you heard me right. Folks, I am on the verge of a Class C class action lawsuit concerning Facebook. I know that there's others that are talking about it. I know that there's others that are a part of it right now. But for these people to protect their own in such a blatant fashion, friends, which I know what they're about. I know what's behind the curtain. The fact of the matter is I'm not going to tolerate their lawlessness and their censorship. But that's exactly what they're doing, friends. I want to say this again. Facebook shut down my page, one of my pages, just this morning for posting a picture of a brother of another mother who posted a picture, Photoshop, of Donald Trump with a bullet through his head and a bullet through his side laying on the ground. And it was talking about how this needs to become a reality. I posted it in outrage concerning this individual. And I'm posting it and I'm letting you know, America, Facebook is protecting these people. You need to understand what I'm telling you. They are protecting because they are a part of the group that are assaulting you as America, as how we know it today. We need to get with the program here, friends, and begin to deal with these organizations. I'm not going to run from it. I'm going to run to it. And these people are going to find out soon enough as to know if what we say, we really mean. Yes, we mean what we say here in this ministry. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy. We have the law on our side. And when they begin to censor this in such a fashion, friends, it jacks me up. Youth Talk, it makes me angry, and we are going to lawfully deal with these people in the days coming. So aside of that, I also wanted to bring over to you, the listener, as to, well, we're hearing about, you know, immigrants and illegals jumping the fence on the southern border, and these illegals not assimilating into the United States coming from the Middle East, and how they're being sent to plunder. And I shared yesterday concerning these pictures of these immigrants that have come over since Donald Trump has become the president of the United States and his ban, and then we see the Ninth Circuit District Court ban his ban, folks. In America, if you don't want to deal with the corrupt judges, you're going to lose your country. You're going to lose your country. Those judges need to be removed now. They need to be removed yesterday, friends. They are calling the Constitution unconstitutional. They've been doing this for a long time in this country. Going back to my point concerning the illegal immigrants, friends, isn't it interesting how they're all coming to America? I don't see anybody jumping over the fence to go to Mexico. I don't see anybody trying to break out of America to go to the Middle East, do you? You know, I was thinking today, I thought to myself, you know, it'd be good, it would be interesting to know what happens if we were to jump the fence or to cross the river on the southern border and we would go into Mexico illegal-like. What do you suppose would happen? Well, here's the general laws on population concerning Mexico's constitution. This is the English translation, okay? Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be useful to Mexican society. Okay? Now, I highly doubt if you were to jump the fence or cross the river, swim across the river on the southern border to go into Mexico to bleed that system and jump on welfare over there, it probably wouldn't be considered a useful member of society in that community. But in your country, you're allowing your politicians to allure them on your dime into this country. We're going to come back. I'm going to highlight some of these things, and we're going to be talking about pulling the mask off the acronyms and these organizations. We're going to be talking about the SPLC today. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to jump online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, Bradley, L-E-E, Dean, D-E-A-N, Bradley Dean on my Facebook account, and my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to reiterate the point, friends. When we do radio, we're in, how do I say this? We're throwing so much information on you. We're inundating you with information. We're not inundating you where there's question marks. We're not inundating you with opinions. We're not trying to stir up debate on this radio program like so many conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are doing today because they want to show you how many people call into their show. No, that's not what we're looking for here. I'm bringing forth the answers to the problem. If I highlight and I take the time to highlight the problem and magnify the problem, rest assured I'm magnifying the law concerning the problem unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate before the end of the show without fail. So when I'm highlighting the problems in what we're having today, I'm magnifying the law against the crime so you, America, would enforce the law to establish judgment within the gate so we can understand that it's justice that guards our liberty, which is posted above the Supreme Court injustices in America with Moses holding the Ten Commandments, which is called common law. Justice, the guardian of liberty. Okay? So if you want to call in, we would love to hear from you. But really, when you call into this radio program, you have to add to what's being said here, friends. If you feel that you need to correct, if you feel that you want to contend, have at it. Go for it. That number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And furthermore, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves. ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay? We have the mind of Christ, the Son of God, and we take that mind because we study the founding documents. Firstly, the Bible, upon which our republic rests, then our Constitution, said Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States. And furthermore, everybody in this country, all the way up until 1962, again, understands exactly what I'm talking about right now, because before you could graduate all the way up until 1962, you had to know George Washington's farewell address, where he said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So, are we all kind of tracking here? Because I hope we are. Because, again, friends, I want you to understand that when you listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we're going to give you the answers to the problem. But the problem that we're having in this country is when I give you the answers, most people don't want to respond because truth demands a response. In other words, to bring about resolve, you're going to have to respond to the information that I'm giving you. Okay? Again, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We were talking about immigrants. We were talking about illegal immigration right before this second segment, right at the end of the last segment. Isn't it interesting? Let's go back to the Middle East real quick, and then we'll go back over to Mexico and what happens if you were actually to swim over the river into Mexico, or what would happen if you actually jumped over our fence. See, the problem that they're having, friends, and the problem that your enemy within is having is you don't see people breaking out of America to go to Mexico, and you don't see them breaking out of America to export themselves back over to the Middle East so they can be beheaded, right? I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. Oh, I never thought about that. Well, you know, what I want to lay to your canters, what happens if you were to break into their country unlawfully? I'm going to hit that in just a second here. Hey, folks, how is it that, I want you to think, how is it that you hear many of these illegals coming from the Middle East, namely the Muslims, why is it that in their country, on their streets, they're saying and crying with burning American flags, death to America? Yet you have these useful idiots in America through the media, and all you corrupt media, I'm thankful that you listen to me on a daily basis. I really am. Keep reporting the facts because I appreciate it. In saying that, it's interesting to me that you have these useful idiots in Hollywood, these useful idiots up on stage, whatever their capacity, these useful idiots called news anchors in America. Isn't it interesting that you have these useful idiots in politics, which are criminal, friends, and is an act of treason, no doubt. These corrupt politicians that are saying, hey, come on in, come on in, come on in. How is it that you've allowed and you've stupefied and been allowed to stupefy under a system of tyranny in such a fashion that for some reason or another you believe it's free speech for these people to cry out, let them in, while in their own prospective countries they're calling death to America? How is it that you're subjecting, even through an action, you're just as guilty? How is it that you're subjecting yourself to people that are saying death to America and the useful idiots in the United States of America? And I'm highlighting the corrupt politicians because they are the ones that are working for special interest groups to make way for their enemies to come in to bring about death to America, which, by the way, will never happen. And then you have these useful idiots in the United States, whatever their capacity may be, saying, again, Muslims over in the Middle East saying death to America, burning our flags. And then you have those people that you say they have a freedom to a free speech. They have the right to free speech here. I want to tell you something. It's called treason, America, and they don't have a right to commit the act of treason against we the people by opening the doors. I mean, let me ask you this. What would you think of me if I went to a local prison right now, and I smacked down a security guard, took his keys, and started letting out felons out onto the streets of America? What would you think of me? Well, you'd say that's a crime. They would throw me in jail without a second thought, would they not? Well, that's exactly what you're allowing these people to do concerning people that want to come into this country to destroy this country on both fronts. And don't forget about the northern border, neither, friends. Isn't it interesting how nobody's talking about the northern border, yet you look at Mr. Justin Trudeau over there, who's actually worshiping Allah? I mean, this guy's, hey, folks, he's about as effeminate as they get. In other words, he's a part of the plan. There's no doubt, no question about it. How come nobody's talking about the fact that we have a northern border here, too? And by the way, many of them that have done their homework believe that the northern border will be used to stage attacks against America as we know it, by the Muslims that are infiltrating not only that country, but government as well. Just like they are in England, just like they are in Europe, as they are plundering their countries. Matter of fact, I just seen a video this morning, a live stream, friends, in France. It was labeled the end of France as you know it. And I know, America, in your pride, you think it will never happen here. And you think, well, within yourself, well, as long as I'm armed, really? No, this is an issue between you and your God, my friend. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Remember, the message is repent and believe. Remember, the message is the sign of Jonah, who went to Nineveh and told them to repent or else. Well, that's the message that I'm giving to you, too, because it hasn't changed. But let's get back over to this. General law on population, Mexico's constitution. Mexico only welcomes foreigners who will be useful to Mexican society. Foreigners are admitted to Mexico according to their possibilities of contributing to national progress. The constitution in Mexico, Article 32. Immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements for the country and that they have the necessary funds for their sustenance and for their dependents. Article 34 of the Mexican Constitution. It's a sad day in America when I have to make reference to their Constitution. You know, many of you are crying out right now, why don't you enforce your laws here? Why don't you enforce your laws here? Well, folks, you are the law. How come you're not enforcing it? Foreigners may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national geographics or the demographics. When foreigners are deemed detrimental to economic or national interest, when they don't behave like good citizens in their own country, when they have broken Mexican laws, and when they are not found to be physically or mentally healthy, Article 37 of the Mexican Constitution. They don't put up with it there, America. Why are you putting up with it here? The Secretary of Governance may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be the national interest or best for. Article 38 of the Mexican Constitution. What is wrong with you, America? Really? Mexican authorities must keep track of every single person in the country. Really? That's freedom? Huh. Federal, local, and municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request to assist in the arrest of illegal immigrants, Americans going into, or foreigners going into Mexico. Okay? That's found in Article 73 of the Mexican Constitution. A national population registry keeps track of every single individual who compromises the population of the country and verifies each individual's identity. Articles 85 and 86 of the Mexican Constitution. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Friends, it's interesting how if you were to export yourself illegally over into, or import yourself illegally over into a foreign nation, namely Mexico, when you look at their constitution, friends, it's extremely forbidden. But in America, I guess you can just go ahead and let them all in because for some reason or another, you have been led to believe that it's okay for them to do so. When in fact, again, friends, the opposite is true. It's illegal. So let's go back to the Mexican Constitution and see what happens when you do bring yourself over into their prospective countries illegally. What happens? Namely, Mexico. A national catalog of foreigner tracks foreign tourists and immigrants. Article 87, and assigns each individual with a unique tracking number, Article 91. This is the Mexican Constitution. Foreigners coming into Mexico with fake papers or who entered the country under false pretenses may be imprisoned. Wow, but I guess in America, man, you just come across our border illegally anytime you want, even being exported back five times over and killing an American. I guess in San Francisco, it's still okay. As a matter of fact, it's San Francisco, and the court in San Francisco, the Ninth Court District, friends, the Ninth District in San Francisco, where that young girl was actually killed by that foreigner, that's blocking the ban on illegals coming into the United States of America. But if you don't want to deal with the judges, Article 3, Section 1, well, then you know what? By removing them, Article 2, Section 4, then guess what? You're going to get what you've got today. Going on. Mexican Constitution. foreigners who sign government documents with a signature that is false or different from that which he normally uses are subject to fine and imprisonment, Article 116. Hey, friends, in California, they're alluring these people in. They're even giving them licenses to drive. Doesn't matter if they're lawful or not. Mexican Constitution, foreigners who fail to obey a deportation order are to be punished, Article 117 in the Mexican Constitution, but not in America. It's encouraged. Foreigners who are deported from Mexico and attempt to re-enter the country without authorization can be imprisoned for up to 10 years, Article 118, the Mexican Constitution, but not in America. You just bring them on over here. Subject our family, subject all of us unto the mindset of those people that have no set rule in law or of law in any sense of the word in their countries. Under Mexican law, illegal immigrants and immigration is a felony. The general law on population says a penalty of up to 2 years in prison and a fine of 300 to 5,000 pesos will be imposed on the foreigner who enters the country illegally. Article 123 of the Mexican Constitution. But not in America. Bring him on over. Hey, America, you're called the light of the world for a reason. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment. Because when you read that, friends, you'll see that it was our wisdom before God to actually uphold His law, not to lower it and to be compassionate and stupid and accept everybody that wants to destroy our country into our country. But that's what the American people have been led to believe. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. How right on. How right on. How right on. Deuteronomy 4:6, now therefore hearken, listen carefully, O Israel, church, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God of your fathers giveth you. And we've already done that. We're in America. But going to verse 6, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation, America, is a wise and an understanding people. There's your wisdom. There's your understanding. By just simply obeying what the laws state. Not policy, laws. Policy is something that follows law. Law does not follow policy. Again, if you want to get rid of man's 10,000 policies, then get back to God's 10 commandments. It's really that simple. It really is. Bringing this to a conclusion, Mexican law states that foreigners with illegal immigration problems may be deported from Mexico instead of being imprisoned, Article 125. Foreigners who attempt national sovereignty or security will be deported, Article 126. You're seeing the Muslims do this today. We're seeing the Muslims, namely under the CARE organization, that are actually imposing Sharia law, stating that they are above the laws of America. Friends, and they act in accordance, and you allowed that for over 8 years concerning that foreign Muslim sodomite criminal in the White House named Barack Hussein Obama. Mexican law states Mexicans who help illegal aliens enter into the country are themselves considered criminals under the law. A Mexican who marries a foreigner with the sole objective of helping the foreigner live in the country is subject to up to 5 years in prison. Article 127, we're seeing the Muslims do that all day long in America. They get married, 24 hours later they're divorced. They're not in love. They're here because they want to stay here. And they're coming in illegally. But again, I'm highlighting the Mexican Constitution. I'm highlighting the Mexican Constitution. You know, in Mexico they're enforcing the laws, America. Are you? No, you're allowing your corrupt politicians to do at will what they will. And then you sit back and you listen to the Daily Conservative talk about how he said on the right concerning the left what she said. And you put up with gossip rather than action. Hey, folks, action speaks a lot louder than words, does it not? Yes, it does. It's time to deal with corruption. Starting with ourselves before a just and a holy God, before we can actually bring about justice concerning those that are violating our Constitution, which, by the way, again, they are doing on a 24/7 basis. Jumping topics, getting over to acronyms. Tell the Truth and Shame, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Man, listen to that acronym, SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. Sounds like a great organization. Mark Potok, the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, said, "Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on, when in fact they're guilty of perpetuating crime, friends. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them," said Mark Potok. And how is it that the media attempts to give these criminals traction concerning an attempt to validate, giving them validity concerning the law, when in fact they're tearing down the law, friends? I mean, if you look at the Southern Poverty Law Center pulling the mask off of this group, now this homosexual activist group, Southern Poverty Law Center, for those that did not know, has attempted to infiltrate the public school system with their newly designed entry-level diversity program called Mix It Up Day. The goal of Mix It Up Day is to force the acceptance of homosexuality into public schools. Now we're talking about transgenders into public schools, even at elementary and junior high levels. You heard me right. Mix It Up Day. This is what these groups are advocating, friends. They listed schools on their website who were participants of Mix It Up Day. However, the Southern Poverty Law Center was reprimanded. That's all. Just their hand slap, friends. Remember, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Now, the SPLC was reprimanded, like the ACLU of yesterday, for tearing away at our laws, omitting at will what they wanted you to believe what the law said. But again, there's no excuse on the behalf of the American people, because they have the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within, which is all upon the rock of the Bible, the Word of God. You have all that, so there's no excuse. But going back to Mix It Up Day, the SPLC was reprimanded and exposed by administrators of public schools because they falsely, again, listed their schools as participants without authorization or permission. Did you hear what I just said? They're only going to do what you let them get away with, America, and that's exactly what they're doing today. It's exactly what they're doing today. They were simply reprimanded. They were exposed by administrators of public schools because they falsely listed their schools as participants without authorization or permission. Does this not fall back to what I've been warning you, friends, about concerning Saul Alinsky tactic? Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is? America, let me put the flashlight on the small population that's being used to destroy your country. It is 1.7% of the population, but the media blows it up to be much bigger than what it really is. Even though the state-controlled media has less than a 21% approval rating. So how does this work? It works through an impotent hand. It works through inaction. It works through you believing the lie 24/7, because that's all the media is doing, is inundating you with lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie, and the American people cower in the face of what is not there. Hey, folks, they did what they did, the Southern Poverty Law Center did, without permission. And the reason they did it is because they wanted other public schools to believe that, well, everyone else is doing it, when in fact nobody else was doing it. And you can look to the sodomite agenda, the homosexual agenda in the United States of America. That's how they have taken ground. Because you were afraid to take a stand when you should have. And instead of preaching the love, friends, of the Word of God, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, guess what? You played the compassionate one on what God condemns every step of the way. And if you really cared about him so much, then why don't you tell him the truth? Because you don't love him. And first of all, you don't understand what real love is. That's why you don't say anything about it. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. You have to show them their sin before a just and a holy God. That's why you bring in the moral law, Romans 3:20, so they can understand what sin is, 1 John 3:4. You want to talk about a lack of love, friends? Look to America. The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity. And America is filled with a whole lot of that. They equate their love to man's fallen, reprobate state rather than to Christ's risen state. And if the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart, by the Holy Ghost. And let me ask you, where is it?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about pulling the mask off of these organizations that have been tolerated by the American people. We're highlighting none other than the Southern Poverty Law Center right now. I want you to listen to what Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, stated. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to plainly say that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. And you have been led to believe that they're the good guys going after the bad guys. You are upside down. Judgment is turned backwards in this country. The truth has fallen in the streets. And if it hadn't, then how is it that they are still on the streets, friends? Going back to highlight some more of their activity, the Southern Poverty Law Center recently wrote a letter titled FRC Family Research Council Deserves Hate Group Label, in which they accuse Tony Perkins of calling Dan Savage. This is the guy, friends, that he licks door handles. He was handpicked by Barack Hussein Obama. He's a radical sodomite that wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. He is daring the justice of God, and you can watch his life because you're going to see the answer soon enough. But it states that that Dan Savage, It Gets Better Project, again, notice the name, Project of All Parts of Concerted Effort to Recruit Children into the Gay Lifestyle. And they're basically stating that Tony Perkins is the bad guy, when in fact the SPLC has on their site the name of Christian ministries across the United States that are exposing the SPLC for what they really are. Well, one radical just got so interested in what was going on with the Southern Poverty Law Center. and he was a sodomite, he decided he was going to go into the Family Research Council and kill as many people as he could, and then take a bunch of Chick-fil-A wrappers and throw them on the dead bodies after they were done. When the FBI questioned him because he wasn't successful in his endeavor killing innocent people, it was interesting to note, during his interview by the FBI, he said he got all of his information from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, folks, this would be called the American version of jihad. These are the people that oppose us. They have the law on their side, but we don't want you to know that. We just want you to believe what we have to say. And we don't want you to really know that our purpose in life and the end aim is to destroy these groups that are exposing us. Does that sound familiar? Cain, Abel? Does any of this sound familiar, America, biblically? Because, folks, it's right on the smack. And instead of these groups and these founders being thrown in jail or sent out of the country hastily, they're allotted a free hand to go ahead and do what they want to do. Because, again, America, just reiterating the point, you have been led to believe they have freedom of speech. They have the right to go ahead and tear away at the laws of our country, which I say during every show in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died, magnifying against the crimes of what you're tolerating today. I mean, this is incredible. Did you also know that Dan Savage, the one that Southern Poverty Law Center is hooking up with, it gets better? IGB, that's his acronym, right? It gets better. Advocating homosexuality. Has his own television show on MTV. Isn't that interesting how all this works? He said of his political opposition, he wanted him to be dragged behind a pickup until there was nothing left but the rope. Hey, folks, that's what happened to James Byrd Jr., and that's what it defines a hate crime. He just defined it for you. But it shows you that they're guilty of the very things, folks. Again, they have the spear, not the shield. This all coming from an organization that uses a facade of legitimacy, a law firm that advocates on law. And, of course, they do this with the misuse of language and subtly changing definitions of widely understood and accepted terms, reversing definitions. Nothing new. It's communism. It's a reprobate mindset. And as you know, the socialist communist agenda has always had a problem with how to defend and promote indefensible agendas, dedicating themselves by covertly undermining and ultimately destroying American society by implementing socialism and communism. This is what these groups are all about. Now, could this be the reason why Morris Dees, the founder, SPLC, the acronym, Southern Poverty Law Center's founder, did legal work for the KKK, an arm of the Democratic Party, in 1961? And why the Southern Poverty Law Center continuously aligns themselves with communist organizations? Of course it is. Going back to Dan Savage. And by the way, I put a fleece out there. Anytime, any place, on a public forum, I will meet this sodomite on his terms. But it will be televised, it will be filmed, or it will be live on the radio. Dan Savage recently made a visit to Winona State sometime back at the request of the administration in Minnesota, in which he spewed his lawless rants accusing Christians and Tony Perkins of wanting homosexuals dead, when in fact Tony Perkins at the Family Research Center just dealt with the sodomite that was trying to kill as many people as he could in his ministry center. Totalitarianism. Savage told the students at Winona State University, every dead gay kid is a victory for the Family Research Council. And instead of the church getting up and doing their job and exposing for these criminals for who they are, guess what they do? They remain silent. You know what they do? They stand back and they say, we need to pray for these brothers. We need to pray for them. No, we don't need to do anything. We just need to pray for them. Reminds me of Charles Finney, Great Awakening preacher back in the 1700s. When he first got saved by the power of the Holy Ghost, John 3:3, and was filled with the Holy Ghost, he was in a church one time and the people said that they wanted to pray for him. He said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourselves don't even get your prayers answered? Exactly. You stinking hypocrites. You're nothing more than a bunch of hypocrites who roll over in the face of your duty before a just and a holy God and before the people that you say that you love. Morris D's working for the KKK, an arm of the Democratic Party. You still have a Democratic Party. Folks, you have one constitution, not three. There shouldn't be any such thing as a Democratic Party. Shouldn't be any such thing as an independent party, folks. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, period. But you allow these homosexuals to go out there and accuse the innocent of the crimes that they're guilty of. Savage told the students every dead gay kid is a victory for the Family Research Council. Tony Perkins sits on a pile of dead gay kids every day when he goes to work, said Dan Savage, handpicked by Barack Hussein Obama. Are you starting to understand why these organizations and why, by the way, the sodomites are considered mentally ill? Do you understand now why it's considered a felony in every state in the United States of America to commit the act of sodomy? Because this is what it breeds. And how many times have I said this? When did hate ever tell the truth, America? Read Psalm 109, verse 5. It doesn't. It tells the truth. Even after a shooting again at the FRC, Family Research Council, by a sodomite, the Southern Poverty Law Center went so far as to put up an article on the front page of their website in an attempt to heighten the FRC's label as a hate group. What is their method? And I end with, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, polarize it, cut off the support network, and isolate the target from sympathy, said the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is their method under Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, which credits their book, Rules for Radicals, to Satan, Lucifer himself. They said, go after people and not institutions. This is cruel but very effective. That is, unless you fight back. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. This is the Southern Poverty Center, Law Center in America, friends, that promotes lawlessness, that's tearing away at your law, and you have taken them for face value. Well, now, America, you know the truth.
So, this is a radio show that speaks the truth. We are a ministry that speaks the truth, and those people who support us also want the truth to get out. It's interesting. We just put out a fleece today from some of our supporters and said, hey, how many of you would like to, you know, maybe jump on the radio and just, you know, say why you support the ministry, so on and so forth. I cannot believe how fast we got our responses back from people saying, yeah, I'll do it, because they're excited about what it is that they're supporting. So it really is a really good thing when people who support your ministry are so excited that when you just put out a, you know, just a fleece out there, all of a sudden they're like, I will.
I want my opportunity. I want my opportunity.
And they all wanted to be able to share with other people their excitement with the Sons of Liberty and why they support the Sons of Liberty. They're joining people all across the United States. People like Lena, who's from Gulf Breeze, Florida. People like Trace, who are from Charlotte, North Carolina. People like Wesley, who are from Texarkana, Texas. People all throughout the United States are seeing the importance of this ministry and how they want to see our nation restored. And I know that if you're a listener of the Sons of Liberty, chances are, I know we have some atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, but for all you
and
good
of
guys,
course all you good girls.
I was about to say,
yes.
But for all you good guys and girls out there that want to see our nation restored, take part with us by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Please do go to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. There's a wonderful video there if you want to find out more and the different levels of membership to choose from. But please join other people who are just as excited about this ministry as we are and take heart in knowing that you're doing your part as well to help change and restore America back to Christ.
Amen. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words, show the world your love and your faith by what you do, not what you say. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.